against the backdrop of images on the streets of Cairo. As we've seen so often in moments of extraordinary change, history is made, certainly, but other more hidden history is suddenly revealed, and even more history can be suddenly buried by the same events. Jasmine Darznick is an assistant professor of English at Washington and Lee University and author of the new memoir, The Good Daughter, lived the history of her country, Iran. When she was 3 years old, she and her family moved to the U.S. Growing up, she had little knowledge of her parents' lives before immigration or the Iran before the revolution. We're going to leave you this hour with a personal story of how the personal and the public sometimes and very compellingly weave a tapestry of history. First of all, let's say hello to Jasmine Darznick, who joins us from Washington. Good morning.
Good morning.
So your memoir, the subtitle of which is The Hidden Life of Your Mother and How You Discovered It. Explain, first of all, in The Good Daughter, how you discovered a picture of your mother as a young teenage girl and how that pulled back, quite literally, a veil from a whole life you knew nothing about.
Yeah, I accidentally found a photograph of my mother shortly after my father had died. And in this picture, she was quite young, 13 years old, and she was standing beside a man I'd never seen before, a man not my father. Initially, she was, of course, grief-stricken after my father's death. It was impossible to ask her anything about the photograph. But a few months later, she started sending me these cassette tapes in which she revealed that she had been married before she married my father. She had been married at 13, had a daughter at 13, divorced at 14, and been also forced to surrender her first daughter upon that divorce.
What did that say about the culture of the nation you left as a three-year-old and about the identity of your mother, who now you knew in a completely different way?
It was absolutely shocking. I was encountering, first of all, a different woman altogether. My mother, the one I knew, was unsentimental and quite harsh and strict. And here was this child bride who I learned from the tapes had been once so fearful and so vulnerable. I was learning also at the same time about a country that I'd, in a sense, unlearned, that I distanced myself from as a young woman. Iran had become quite alien and unfamiliar to me, too, growing up in the United States. So it was really as if I was meeting both a new mother and a country I'd lost.
And then there was the whole issue of this sister, a half-sister who you didn't know even existed, suddenly was there before you.
Absolutely. And this was very confusing and also the source of a lot of anger. I couldn't believe that she'd suppressed this history for so long, this story, this half-sister. But I also started to remember how, as a very young girl, she used to tell me about this good daughter, the daughter left in Iran. I didn't believe her as a teenager, but as I listened to these tapes, I suddenly understood that she'd meant to tell me about this daughter she left behind.
What do you think your mother was trying to do? Sort of find closure? Was she trying to tell you something, give you advice, tell you about a person that you never had the chance to know growing up?
I think it was her opportunity to tell the story for the first time. Even her best friends in the U.S. didn't know about this marriage and this daughter. I didn't know. It was a story that she'd buried when we came to America. And I think it was her chance for the first time to tell the truth about her life. This was very, very unusual at the time in Iran to get divorced. And she had suffered a lot of shame and fear of ostracism for something on the order of 50 years. She kept this a secret. So it was her opportunity to tell the truth and to tell me, her daughter, who she had been and what our country had once been.
The Good Daughter, A Memoir of My Mother's Hidden Life, is your book. Suddenly, when you read this story, the idea of the good daughter takes on a sort of sinister double meaning. Are you a good daughter for writing this book?
I think this book gave me a chance to sit down and listen compassionately to my mother, to recover her story and Iran's story. So I think I've been good in that way. But as you say, it's a complex, and in some ways it was a sinister daughter that she was evoking. I now think of her as the sum of all the loss and longing for that first daughter that was given up, and also all of her hope and her fear for me as an Iranian girl growing up in America.
Do you see those hopes and fears and aspirations playing out on the streets of Cairo in the sense that they're trying to turn a page in Egypt, and that all of a sudden hidden histories like the ones you've experienced are going to be revealed and perhaps others will be buried, depending on how it turns out in Egypt? Your thoughts?
You know, it does recall to me the events of 1979 and also the events following the elections in 2009 in Iran. And I think these are stories that we still don't fully know. This is a part of the world that we seem only to recognize in moments of crisis. So I do hope that in the ensuing months and years, buried stories, hidden stories will come to the fore, and that we'll hear women's voices, especially voices that have not been able to speak publicly to the extent, really, that they exist in these countries.
Jasmine Darznik, do you have anger towards Iran, no matter what course it takes democratically, if it reforms or if it stays the way that it is?
I have more than anger. I have such love for Iran. This is a story with a lot of pain. There are terrible things that were done to my mother, to my family historically, but there's such beauty and richness in the culture. And I hope that in the course of telling what's often a painful story, I've also shown the great richness and beauty of this culture and the tenacity of its women.
What do they say in Washington? All politics is local. Is all history personal? You're an assistant professor of English.
Well, there's a reason I teach literature and not politics. I think that books and memoirs and fiction can show us a human side of history. I know that as a reader, and I know that as a professor of literature, that books can show us places that are scary and sometimes forbidding.
And in the middle of world events as well. Jasmine Darznik is the assistant professor of history at Washington and Lee University and author of the new memoir, The Good Daughter, a memoir of my mother's hidden life. She joined us from Charlottesville, West Virginia. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Part of the ripples coming out of the wave of change going on in the Middle East right now. We have a live feed from Tahrir Square right now from our partner, the BBC. We're getting reports that protesters in Tahrir Square are conflicting, clashing with a few hundred pro-Mubarak supporters there. There are reports of injuries. Now, you can download our new daily podcast. It's called Wave of Change, and get updates like this from our partners, the BBC and the New York Times, reports from Egyptians, reporters on the scene, and experts to put these historic events into context for you. More on what's happening in the Arab world when you subscribe to Wave of Change at iTunes or thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.